Hello, welcome back to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I'm your host, the host with the most, Donnie Kayfabe, the Goof Raja, Donske Blackamora, Dan Black, coming at you hot from UCB, baby, in studio. Had my coffee, I'm rocking out in studio. But you know what? In studio beside me, Nasty Newman.
How about it?
Nasty Newman with the catchphrase, how about it? Although, I don't know, nonsensical Newman?
Naughty Newman. It's closer to no nonsense Newman.
Non sequitur Newman. I mean, you're gonna have to fight away these catchphrases.
Well, that the non sequitur joke that he made was a non sequitur because he never referenced it ever again. So he played himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you got him on the smart. hey, before we get into this, give this podcast 5 stars. I'm like Trump, you know, like it's, yeah. You know, the words are more, getting them out is more important than thinking about what they are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the best. A Hall of Famer, WWE Hall of Famer. Jesus. On this podcast, he's only a WWE Hall of Famer. Okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, give this podcast 5 stars. We deserve it. Tell your friends about, if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends who like wrestling about it. Post about it. It really helps. I appreciate it. And also, remember, you can get your opinions on the show by cashing in. Leave a voicemail on the Cow Hotline, and your opinion will be on this show. Call into the number 316-530-2429. 316-530-2429. That's right. The soundboard is back, baby.
Be dialing.
In a big way. Now, let's get into Newman, you ready to get into the hot wrestling action?
I am. Oh, we do. I don't. Sorry to interrupt. We do have a cash in this week. We have a cash in.
Zig, we're not at the cash in part yet. We normally get to the opinions and then someone cashes in.
I'm just saying we have a cash in.
You want us to play the cash in now?
Yeah.
I don't know why you're so concerned with the cash. All right. Hey, we're going to get our first cash in. You haven't even heard from me or Newman yet. But,
unprecedented.
All right. Here we go. Here's a cash in from someone named Zig.
Hello, folks. Cody Ziegler here, a.k.a. King of the UCB Comedy Podcast Network, a.k.a. King of the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, a.k.a. engineer, producer, and loyal fan of Donske Blackamora, a.k.a. Dan Black. Now, as a king, I don't normally concern myself with the thoughts and movements of peasants, but there is one peasant in particular, Arlen Marmel, who has been brought to my attention, has been insulting my skill and insulting my kingdom. Now, I could take the low road and attack Arlen Marmel for being a balding man in his mid-30s who is not only a professional wrestling fan, but also works almost, it seems, exclusively for streaming services that offer only Japanese cartoons. I could do that, but I won't do that. That's rude. It's insulting. And personally, I don't think you should attack people for enjoying things that make them happy and whatever it does that brings them money. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take the high road. Now, I could also insult the audio quality of Arlen's podcast, but I won't do that either because he doesn't have one. Now, what I could say is that my audio game is immaculate. I think the subscribers, the numbers, and the listeners speak for themselves. If it's good for Emmy-nominated writer, actor, performer, and founder of UCB Comedy, Matt Walsh, it's good enough for me. If it's good enough for acclaimed writer-director, writer of Hangover 2, creator of Dice on Showtime, writer-director of Search Party, Scott Armstrong, it's good enough for me. If it's good enough for our very own Dan Black, a.k.a. the Goof Raja, a.k.a. Donske Blackamora, it's good enough for me. It is good enough for our loyal Comedians of Wrestling podcast fans, which you can find us on Facebook, Comedians of Wrestling Podcast. It's good enough for me. So, again, this peasant, Arlen, who I'm sure is a good person. They have probably, you know, things that they're working through. Maybe they're mad that they don't have their own show. They're not getting enough airtime. They obviously are trying to enter into a feud, create some cheap heat between myself, Nasty Newman, and, of course, the host, Dan Black. I just want to say that as a king, this will be the first and last time that I respond to any type of peasant that would dare speak ill of me and my kingdom. Cody Ziegler, UCB Comedy King, Podcast King. And with that, I'm out. Thank you.
Wow. Zig, you that was you.
That was me. I cashed in my own show.
Oh my God. You know, you don't need to cash in. You have a microphone here. I mean, you know, I appreciate you going through the kayfabe aspect of cashing in. You gave it to Arlen Marmel. A lot of points in there.
I did. I want to say I like to think I am neutral in this. This is your show. I just exist in it. But he came for me. He attacked my audio quality. Which you just heard from this awesome soundboard that I have set up right now. Yeah, there was some troubleshooting the first couple episodes, but we have arrived, and I couldn't let him do that. Also, I tried to Google him to get some information, and I couldn't find anything. So I went with the first thing I saw, which was a LinkedIn account.
Well, look, for the new listeners of the show, we're going to talk about wrestling, I promise. But there's this cancer developing in the comedians of wrestling universe. And it's the man known as Isis Arlen. And he is he's my best friend. And he's been listening to the podcast, and he's been cashing in. A feature on the show where you get your wrestling opinion on this show, and we kind of have like an interactive thing, which part of what makes our podcast unique, part of what makes it a universe, which is very wrestling, you know? And he's been abusing the cash-in for his own criticism of the podcast and of Nasty Newman's feelings on Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, the one thing I disagree with you, Zig, is there's nothing wrong with balding wrestling.
I also disagree with that because...
It's a cheap shot, I'll say it.
I'm not as bald as Arlen or Newman. I will say that you said he's a 30-year-old wrestling fan, which that is very much what I am. I see you've learned nothing. See, you've been sitting here learning nothing.
No, well, I didn't attack him. That would be rude. That would be beneath me if I did.
That is true.
That's why I raised that point.
And some solid shots on there. He does have no podcast.
Yeah.
He does have a $100 mic, but no podcast. So we know that that is definitely a point of contention. He's like a guy with a nursery, but no kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? I have an awesome paint job on my car, but no engine in it.
Yeah,
totally. So, Arlen, I mean, look, he's coming to you. Now, look. Okay, Arlen, I'm sure you'll respond to this. Let's try to get back to wrestling. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? We have another cash-in.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to get to this weekend. I went to New Japan. There's a lot. I mean, when the Austin Glass hits, you got to hit the cash-in. And, the Austin Glass only hits when it's relevant to what we're talking about. So we got to go to it when it's there. So here's the next. We got a cash-in here. Let's hear what it is.
Last week, I got to hear Arlen hijack the airwaves from his $100 mic. And I loved it. Now, a lot of people want to call him a heel, but I didn't hear a heel at all. I just heard a guy who needed to speak his mind. As far as Samoa Joe, yeah, he's fat and overrated. I mean, he's still good, but someone's got to say it. He's not great. And he's definitely not AJ Styles. So of all the guys who came out of TNA, there's a clear number one here, and it's definitely not your boy Joe. As far as Alex Newman, pal, you are a little bit nonsensical. I mean, if you scroll back that Facebook group, you and me got into a little debate about Dean Ambrose. Apparently, he's one of your favorite wrestlers, but all I see is just a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy of every Attitude wrestler. He's like a mashup of Stone Cold, Mankind, and half the NWO. You just throw him in a pot, boil him down to remove all traces of flavor, and then just slap some jeans and an LJ on him. So boo Dean Ambrose, and boo Alex Newman for your bad taste in wrestlers. As far as Arlen, I didn't agree with all of his points, particularly about seltzers, but that doesn't make him a heel. I respect the hell of his delivery and the way in which he made his points. Now, finally, to Aaron Finnerty, you don't know me, and I don't know you, but I know Arlen. And I should warn you that Arlen is no good. I know I said he wasn't quite a heel, but that doesn't mean he's not dangerous. It's bad news. You should probably stay away from him, unless you're looking for a wild, magical time. Or perhaps I said too much. I'm going to hit the road, kids. Ooh, I'm out of here.
Wow.
That is catchphrase.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, he didn't even introduce himself. That's my other best friend.
Yeah.
Jason Shabiro from New York. I mean, three corners of the wind here. We got Arlen Marmel from San Francisco. Jason Shabiro from New York. He's been on the show before. They've both been on the show. I mean, our faction, our stable of three friends, we're known as the Salami Brothers.
Right.
Okay? We keep each other in check, and apparently that's infected my podcast.
Can I make a suggestion that you control your hose?
I mean, it sounds like they're coming after Newman here. Jason Shabiro, I mean, are we going to keep hearing from him? I don't know. But, I mean, Newman, you got a target on your head here. He's backing up Arlen Marmel, I mean, which is an unheard-of move.
Is it really?
I mean,
I find it unsurprising. Entirely.
He backed him up as far as possible, except that he would warn any lady
right.
who was going to go near Arlen to back off because he's bad news. Newman, do you have a response?
To Jason Shabiro?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not even fit to shine my shoes, but I guess I can weigh in. I mean, I don't even know what his tastes are. I know he likes Randy Orton.
He does like Randy Orton.
So, I mean, I don't know if I have to go any farther than that. And I don't get this equivocating with agent. Samoa Joe isn't AJ Styles. Sure. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of things that aren't other things that, I mean, that comparison doesn't knock. Like, oh, this one thing, that's not the best version of that thing. Of course it's not.
Yeah, you can be like, you can like love a band, but they're not the Rolling Stones.
Sure. Right. You're like, oh, yeah.
AJ Styles is the Rolling Stones. He's like the best. He's the best wrestler. Like, maybe he's going to be up there in like one of the best ever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, no. Look, Jason, Arlen.
Well, let's speak to specifically. He does hit on your biggest Achilles heel.
The Dean Ambrose.
The Dean Ambrose, because Dean Ambrose is a universally panned wrestler at this point. And you're sticking by your guy, but
yeah.
I wouldn't say you're happy with his work.
No. Well, I mean, first, so I am a much bigger Samoa Joe fan than I am a Dean Ambrose fan. I'm a Dean Ambrose fan, but... I'm not going to say he's not without his areas of improvement. I mean, that's obvious. His skill, moveset is lacking. The jeans are obviously a strange choice. But, it's troubling. It's troubling that these guys let me let me put up space for rent in their heads.
Yeah,
I was living in their brains. So.
And look, that caught us both by surprise, Jason Shabiro here. So you can marinate on your response. I'll send you the file, and you can really drink it in. But
you know, if I got,
I
time,
mean, there's a lot of tension brewing on this podcast, and I feel like I'm at the center of it. I'm just trying to have a good time here. This cash-in feature has been wildly commandeered. Okay,
cash-in was a mistake,
Zig. Do you want to? We're going to form a stable right
yes.
now. Right now,
yeah.
We're tag team.
Wow. Yeah. So, all right. Zig the Engineer,
Zig the
and
King.
Nasty Newman are now
yeah.
a stable.
King Zig and Nasty Newman.
What is your stable? I can't be in a stable, although I'm already in a stable called the Salami Brothers, which is me, Arlen, and Shebs. But, you know, I've been in that for, you know, that's for life.
Right.
Right
now, our Chiron just says our names. We haven't come up with the stable. So it just says, like, Zig and Alex.
Okay, yeah. you'll come up with it.
Yeah.
But even Zig's abusing the cash-in feature. I mean, even, you know, whatever, man.
This, I had to defend my crown, and I had to defend my show, and
yeah.
I had to defend my talent.
This is like Enron, like the last week. all right, anyway, let's move on to the actual wrestling,
yeah.
the hot action. You know, last week, I want to say this is not moving on to wrestling, really, but the beginning of the podcast, I said dissect wrestling to the detriment of our health instead of an unhealthy degree. I changed it.
Yeah.
And then someone told me they didn't like that.
Oh,
they
weird.
Like,
no.
They like the keeping that consistent. So, look, that's locked in now.
It's good right. feedback.
Okay. Let's move in. Let's get this podcast on the road. And you know how it always starts. Okay, so look, New Japan.
Yeah, yeah, how was that?
This is going to be the first podcast where we're going to start outside of the world of WWE.
Yeah, I watched the first night online.
And?
I loved it.
Yeah, I went to both nights.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend time talking about how Arlen completely fucked me over, didn't show up to the second night. I'm not going to give him that. I'm not going to give him that, that he bought me sushi to butter me up for ditching me completely.
Oh, man.
And that his hookup for the first night was late giving us a ticket, so we missed the Bucks match on night one.
Oh no,
that's okay. I'm not gonna complain about that. I'm not gonna complain about that. I wouldn't do that. Just like Zig, I'm not gonna do that.
When they go low, we go high.
That's right. When they go low, we mask it by saying we're not gonna do it. Now look, even though we said it, okay. So, calling out what's funny about something is funny. So anyway. Let's get it to the real deal. Okay, this podcast starts now. Feel free to start now. Okay. New Japan was so dope.
Yeah.
I had the best time ever. The crazy thing was that I went both nights. I went Saturday, Sunday. But then Raw and SmackDown were the next two nights. Yeah. Monday. So you go right into it, and it affects you watching Raw, you know?
Mm-hmm.
New Japan is like, oh, here's wrestling for adults.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's terrific. Now, I'll hit on, there's a lot to say about it. I mean, well, all right, one thing that's super obvious, this is not a hot take at all, this is a super cold take. Omega and the Bucks are the best thing in wrestling, all of it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay? You can argue AJ Styles.
Right.
But he's essentially part of that.
Yeah.
You know, because of Bullet Club. So, part of that. But, man, those guys are so cool. It's like, I kind of felt it for the first time. I've always been like, oh, if they come to WWE, they got to be in WWE. They got to be. Like, I'm nervous about them coming over.
Yeah.
Because of what could happen. Okay. So, that's an obvious point. Whatever. Kenny Omega's the man. Here's some points that things that I think are newer thoughts of mine. I love tournament structure.
Yeah. I think that was in large part why a lot of the NXT stuff works.
Yeah, I heard Vince hates tournaments, but seeing a guy wrestle two times in a night, they do it. AJ wrestled twice on SmackDown, but in a tournament form, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest moments have been because of that. Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, he wrestled two matches. You know, I don't know. I love a tournament that concludes in a night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what made Stone Cold, right? The Survivor Series?
True, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So I like that they do a lot of that. Now, strong style, something I've been semi-critical of.
Mm-hmm.
Just not critical of it. I like it. But I've been like, it's not that important to me, you know, when people talk about punches looking real. In person, strong style is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's built for that, right? That's what it's for.
Right.
It's like the live... That's people there.
Yeah, and I've seen it because I've been to PWG and stuff, and that's versions of it. But in like the whole Omega, this that guy, what's his name? Ishibi.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't want to say it.
I don't think that's it.
I'm a garbage guy. Ishii. But I think it's Ishibi. Fuck. I am garbage. So this guy was just taking like he was leaning into punches.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw
it was incredible. There's like no way. He was just basically just getting punched in the face. There's no way to really cheat that. I mean, you can because there's like an elbow pad and maybe they hold back last second a little bit, but like when you're going forward, you're getting hit.
Right.
And it just was incredible in person. That wrestler, you know, and I'm sure this is again, the coldest of takes. There's been so many people are so much hipper to New Japan than I am. But that guy pulls off the gimmick that everyone pretends to have, where they're like, I'm unstoppable, like Big Show. Like, you run into me, you fall down.
Yeah.
But this guy's like, you know, he's called the Stone Pitbull. and he would take any beating. It was incredible. In person, it really translates. So, anyway, that's where it was like...
Was it Tomohiro Ishii?
Yeah.
Guy? Yeah.
His... like, Kenny Omega's knees were just, like, they were reading incredibly in person. They looked brutal.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I saw clips. Was that from the first night or the second night?
He did it both nights. He wrestled three times.
But Ishii. That was, like, the...
Second night. That was the finale.
So I didn't see
the main
that.
Event.
I just saw clips of it. And, yeah, that, like,
that's the main event.
Yeah.
For the belt.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, definitely looked and sounded like he was really getting hit in the
right.
face.
Right. Here's the next point. That guy's not in... That's the guy's a fat guy.
Yeah.
But no one cared when you're going to wrestle like that.
Right.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was like, you don't want that guy to be jacked. It would be kind of corny if it's like the muscle stopping him. No, it's like he's like a brick.
Right.
It's like an animal.
And I think that also that's like, I don't think Samoa Joe pulls that off.
Sure.
So I think I understand why people give, like, I'm trying to like see, even though these, you know, I guess Shebs is on the anti Samoa Joe train now.
Yeah, I mean, for all intents and purposes, he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It seems like that. I think that Samoa Joe pulls that off less. Like, Samoa Joe's kind of like a good wrestler in a more of a classic sense.
Right.
And he happens to be fat.
Right.
I think he would benefit a lot from, he gets points where it's like, look, he moves like this even though he's fat,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being like, oh, because he's fat, you can't stop this guy. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it kind of made me think like, oh, yeah, that's what's bothering guys like Arlen who have that opinion where it's like, oh, we're treating him like he's big in the same way Lesnar is big.
Right.
So I kind of understood that. Now, that I still think Joe, whatever, we'll get into Raw. He did a good job. Okay, another thing from it. Sabre Jr. killed it on this show.
Yeah, he wrestled like four times, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, this is just mentioning Sabre Jr., I can hear the cash-ins from Arlen already.
He doesn't like him?
Hates him. He can't stand him.
So here's the thing, right? So so Shibiro attacked my taste in wrestlers.
Yeah.
Whereas Arlen,
there's so much
the guy that
tension
he's,
on this
the
show.
Guy that he's anchoring himself to, and it is an anchor because you will sink.
Right.
It is a guy who Martin Skrull,
yeah,
hated him, hates
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Yet 2 weeks after he said that, yeah. Marty Skrull gets brought up by NJPW to be in the Bullet Club.
Yeah, he joins Bullet Club.
So who's wrong there? Second.
He also killed it on New Japan.
Killed it.
He had some amazing comedy spots.
Yeah. And then Samoa Joe's in the main event for the thing, for the belt.
Yeah.
So it just seems like maybe I'm not the one with the... And he doesn't like Sabre Jr., who definitely killed it. So
yeah.
There's a common denominator here of Arlen being the one not liking the yeah. super awesome wrestlers.
Well, the thing is that the thing that they don't understand is that they're, you know, Sabre Jr., they, like, his... All right, Sabre Jr. has the most heel physique ever.
Yeah, yeah, he got lady legs.
He looks like... He looks like Captain America before he got in the machine. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so, like... And he's, like, he got a swimmer's bod, you right? Like, he's lanky. But he uses that to his advantage. He, like, leeches onto guys.
Right.
He's like a torture machine. And then he killed it. He was grabbing the fingers, like... He was so many spots where it was like, oh, they're going to grab the ropes from the submission. And then at the same times when he had a match against Juice Robinson.
Yeah.
He was CJ Parker who yeah. broke Kevin Owens' nose in his first match in NXT. He was getting so much pop slamming Sabre Jr. off of a hold.
Right.
And it's like to not credit Sabre Jr. for... Like jumping guard like that, so you could get a, you know, so you could turn it that into a suplex.
Right,
it's silly.
Yes,
every time. So I don't know. He blew my mind this weekend. I've seen him wrestle a lot. I'm a big Sabre Jr. fan. It's just different.
Right,
it's different. It no one does it. It's so fluid. It's so technical. It's dope.
Yeah,
it's like we liked Bret Hart. I liked Bret Hart because he wore pink and wore the cool glasses. I didn't care how technically he thought any like all the kids cared about him technically. No one cared.
He's yeah. All the little kids love. He's the excellence of execution.
Like, I never hurt anybody. It's like yo, if Seth Rollins can keep like murdering everybody. I'm still gonna like him. All right, so that's it. All right, here's the beef.
Okay,
with New Japan.
Okay? Oh yeah.
Well, one more positive. Okada is great.
Yeah,
I'm sold on Okada. I couldn't figure him out, you know? But seeing him in person, he's massive.
Yeah, he's a big-ass dude.
Big dude.
Yeah.
And he wrestles full, like, Western style. All his moves are, like, Attitude Era WWE wrestlers. He's stomping mud holes. He does, like, the JBL, you know, clothesline from hell.
Yeah.
Which is the Rainmaker, you know? He does the jumping, he does tombstones. I love it. And you could tell he, like, loved being here. It was very endearing to see.
That's what I was hoping for. I was hoping that they would be... sort of like surprised and overwhelmed by how known they were here.
Yeah. Well, that's hits on the negatives
yeah.
of this show. They underestimated themselves to a wild degree.
Interesting.
This place, the tickets were going for like $500
yeah.
day of. Because the place was so small. Oh. Like, I mean, it was a big room, but it was flat. It wasn't stadium seating. So, like, if you didn't have the first or second row, it was annoying.
Right.
You know, the wrestlers are on the ground, you know. They got to do it. They could. This place probably held like 2,000-3,000. They could have done easily 5,000-6,000.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me that where NXT had that show, Palladium, they're like, that would have been a good venue.
Yeah.
But it was cool to go to Long Beach. I dug it over there.
I don't think that's big of a venue, though. That's only like a 500 or 600 seater.
Palladium? Oh, yeah. Someone told me it was like 6,000.
I don't think so.
Oh, all right, cool. I didn't go to that show.
Yeah.
But I was just equating it to a similar sized, you know, thing.
Maybe. I mean, I'll look it up. But
Long Beach apparently has a stadium in there. They have, like, in that convention center, they have, like, a 6,000-piece-person arena. All right. But they did announce they're coming back. But it was annoying. Also, the biggest fuck-up of this whole thing was the merch. I mean, I was posting about it all weekend because it was fucking annoying.
Yeah, couldn't get my Okada shirt that I wanted.
Which one? The
comic book, like,
yeah, one? with the his face,
yeah,
in the middle.
Oh no! It's like a comic book panel. It has him like rainmakering somebody, and there's like it says chaos at the bottom.
Oh, cool. Well, Pro Wrestling Tees, all the shirts are 20% off right now. All
right, sponsors,
check
sponsors
it out. They're not sponsors, but I mean, whatever.
Oh, and
if
I
they
want to
be sponsors, they
I am
can.
Mistaken. The Palladium is a 3,700.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's stadium seating, so I think people were like, it was annoying,
right?
And, you know, I've been to, like, Hammerstein. How many people are in that? Like, that's a good venue.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the merch line was literally, I had my friend was online for merch. He was waiting the whole show.
Ugh.
It was a line that snaked all around.
So people missed the show for merch?
People, you were in the same room, so you could kind of watch it, but it was pretty blocked. You'd have to be, like, really far away to get this shirt. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then... So if you wanted merch, you had to decide, do you want to watch the show or buy a t-shirt? It's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
Also, the merch was inside, so you couldn't go and buy merch outside. You're not, like, walking out, you can't buy merch. It's like, have a bunch of stands so people can, like, impulsively buy merch when they're walking out. You know how much I fucking love merch? I am the hound of merch.
Yeah.
We're all the hounds of merch, okay? That's not. Hounds travel in packs. Now.
What else do you know about hounds?
I know that Roman Reigns. Is the Hound of Justice.
Okay.
I know that Smithers would release them. So, yeah. Also, the merch. Also, the merch wasn't that good.
Right.
They didn't really have a shirt that I loved. So it was cool. I was like, ah, man. that I didn't dig. Also, make you go in the venue to buy a shirt. So you couldn't show up and just buy one.
Oh, right.
Which is, like, silly. And have multiple merch stands. So silly. I hated it. Anyway, it was disappointing because I was hoping to walk out with a nice piece of merch.
Right.
Cool.
Commemorate.
Now, the nice thing about merch was I got to wear, like, Bullet Club stuff.
Right.
You know?
I mean, there were so many Bullet Club shirts in the crowd.
Yeah, it was amazing. Got to wear my Bucks shirt. I got to wear my Omega shirt. Omega's the real deal.
Yeah.
Small thing about Omega needs to wear a belt. I don't like the elastic on his pants. You can see the elastic. I don't like it. He needs to put like a Rollins belt.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
On the pants. Okay. Also, it fits his persona. So, if you listen to this, anyway, that's it. Okay. Yeah, but dude, it was amazing. It was like the wrestling was incredible. I loved it. it was amazing.
What'd you think of Los Ingobernables? Do you remember them? The guy with the cat?
Yeah.
He's a little weird, but.
People went nuts for him.
Like, yeah, he's an internet guy right now.
What's his name? Tanahashi?
No.
Tanahashi wrestled Billy Gunn.
What's his name?
Was awful.
I forget his name. But, yeah, he's like, he's popping on the internet.
I forgot his name. I know exactly what he looks like. He's got that lady hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wears like a tearaway Cesaro suit. Like a 70s suit.
Yeah.
And the cat, everyone was going nuts with the cat. I hate cat stuff.
Sure.
I hate that whole cat culture. It's just not my bag.
Right. But are you getting worked?
With the cat? Yeah. I don't know. Is he a heel? He looked like a
face.
They're
all heels, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well,
they're
then
like,
that's fine.
Yeah.
The guy everyone hate was Yoshitatsu. Everyone hated that guy. The Bullet Club Hunter.
Oh, right.
They
yeah.
all hated this guy. All right. Anyway, let's get back to WWE, all right? Now, New Japan, they said they're coming back. That's great. It should be amazing. I'll go every time.
If they'll do it in Long Beach again.
I wonder how big they can grow, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how can they? Can they ever? They can't compete with WWE like at all. But
right,
because what they do is for wrestling fans. You have to like wrestling to watch it.
Right.
You don't have to like wrestling to watch WWE. That's not their goal. Is for you not to like it. All right. Anyway, moving on. So cool. We got the go home Raw going into the great Balls of Fire pay per view. Yeah. What'd you think of your boy Samoa Joe segment with Brock?
Crushing it again. Yeah, I mean he's just every time I see Samoa Joe, I have to just go back. I'm not going to talk about Arlen anymore, but I just it blows my mind, like that he's weak on the mic.
We need an Arlen. We need a song. We need a drop for Arlen.
Yeah, we need our own. Like I got. I'll think something up for Arlen.
You want to think of something
yeah,
for Arlen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a drop yeah. for all of it.
No, I mean, I think it's super effective.
For now, I think the only thing appropriate for him would just be a...
yeah, super effective, made him look tough. I love how Brock is talking for himself and how just irreverent he is. He's like, come and find me, Joe. Come and find me. Like,
Brock, yes. So here's the deal. I agree. So this has been the best lead up to any match I could think of in a while.
Yeah.
A couple of lead ups that stick out in my mind were Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose going into 32. That was a lead up that got me going.
Mm-hmm.
Common denominator was Brock.
Right.
You know, I think what other lead ups that were good going into Brock, Randy Orton, SummerSlam was super good. Anything with Brock is good, because going after Brock's always cool.
Right, right, because right.
he's Brock Lesnar.
Right.
But the thing about Brock, he's a one-of-a-kind. I mean, when he's sitting there with the belt, you get the authenticity. We want wrestling to be real, right? I mean, we all saw Glow, right? I mean, we should talk about it. Did you watch Glow?
Finished it, yeah.
I finished Glow also. I'm surprised we didn't get to it, but there's so much to talk about. But
we'll touch upon it, right?
Yeah. No, I don't have really hot takes on Glow. I felt a little disappointed because I had a direction in my mind of where it would go.
Right.
But that's a little bit just being like, all right, that's how I would have wrote it.
Right.
Still
right,
was
right.
really good. Brock Lesnar's sitting there and he has this vibe that like that all the writers were like, hey, Paul, hey, Samoa Joe, here's what the writing is. Do this, this, this. He's like, Yeah. And then the segment starts, and he doesn't remember.
Right.
He doesn't care.
Right.
And he does whatever he wants. Like, it felt like Paul Heyman was supposed to talk, and Brock was supposed to sit there, and he decided, like, I feel like talking today.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everything he said was amazing. You could tell Joe was coming out hot with a really scripted promo.
Right.
Like, not where I felt like it was stiff and bad.
Right.
It wasn't like cast shit, you
right.
know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like he clearly had some bullet points he wanted to hit.
Yeah.
And Brock totally was like, hey, shut up. No, shut up.
Yeah.
He was
you're
like,
a coward. You're a coward,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, you're a coward. He's just interrupting him. Yeah. And it was so good because it elevated Joe.
Yeah.
You felt like he was actually mad at him. And you could feel like Joe was like, I waited a long time to like try to be the WWE champion.
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to grab this moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All his points. Samoa Joe had an incredible point against Brock Lesnar, and then all Brock's responses were amazing. Simple and amazing. Joe was like, what did you do? You've done nothing.
Yeah.
I choked you out. You did nothing. I choked out your advocate. Like, you did nothing. You've done nothing.
Yeah.
You have not responded. Because Joe's been winning this whole lead up. Probably because he's going to lose.
Right.
But it's true. You've done nothing.
Yeah.
And then Brock's just like, because I'm not looking for you.
Yeah.
I don't care about you.
Who are you, man?
It's almost like, who are you?
Yeah.
It was a couple of times like Brock would say, he would go like, I'm the champ.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming for me. But I wish he wouldn't even mention he's the champ.
Right.
I wish he would just be like, I don't care about you. Because, you know, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And he's laughing and he's just like, when he does that laugh to Heyman like he's a fucking 80s bully. You know what I mean? He's like, you believe this guy?
Yeah, there was so much.
Come find me. And he pretends like he's not scared, but he's a little on high alert.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There was so many times where Heyman was just like looking right at Brock's face to see how he was reacting, which I thought was a nice touch.
Because it felt like Brock was just jumping the script. Like, Brock was like, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
So I thought that segment was great. And then Joe went after him. I thought that was good. It cut to commercial, right? Like, before they even, like, how did they end?
No, I don't think it did.
Did they punch each other?
No, Joe got dragged away.
Right, and then it like went to commercial.
I think so. Yeah.
I was like, "What?" You know, they didn't go to blows, which is like, I get it, but I'd like to see like somebody like choke out Joe, or I don't know. So, I don't know. Like, what happened? What was the conclusion there?
Yeah, they pulled Joe away. And
I guess it's fine, but it was a little bit of like the moment was so good that it ended a little abruptly for me.
Right.
But this has been one of the best lead ups. Joe's killed it. Like, you know, there's just no way around it. We'll see what this match looks like.
And the thing is that this is the same Joe that was in NXT. Like, he was like this in NXT, too. Right. So it's not like this is some new thing for him. Like, this is how he is. I think if you put him in a feud with just about anybody, you're going to get the same kind of intensity out of him.
Right. I mean, can he win this match?
Sometimes I have a weird feeling that, like, he might.
Right.
Just as, like, a fucking surprise.
Yeah.
But everything's telling me he's not going to. Especially the heavy-handed sort of foreshadowing that Vince does, like you said, where it's like, he's probably going to lose because he's been winning up until this point.
Yeah, I think the way this match will be booked, it almost feels obvious. It's like Joe's going to like beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar. It's going to be a war.
Right.
Brock's going to win, but at the end, Brock's going to be like dead.
Right.
He's going to be like, that was a good, that he gave me a fight.
Right.
But Brock will win clean.
That's likely, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to be a really good match.
I hope so. God, I hope so. Like, it would suck so bad for them to, like, after all this.
It's very possible, because Brock does not like to work hard.
Right.
He's been working. This past year, all he's done is wrestle Goldberg in four-second matches.
Right.
That were, like, they were, like, UCB comedy matches. Right. You know, he hasn't had, like, real matches.
Right, yeah. Take a spear, get off the stage.
All right, hey, moving on. So, Enzo, what did you think about Enzo's promo?
You know, I'm interested in seeing where it goes. I hope that he's able to have some success solo-wise.
Yeah.
Cass is going to win that match, I think.
I can't believe they're even doing that match.
Yeah, I mean, or there's something stupid and schmozzy is going to happen where, you know, there's interference. But,
yeah, Enzo won't win that match.
Yeah.
There's nothing to gain there.
I mean,
just bury a seven-footer.
Right. I love the points that he made, though, where really he carried Cass.
Yeah.
That whole time.
He said that you're just a 7-foot catchphrase that I wrote.
Yeah.
I thought that was an incredible line.
Hell yeah.
Also, he's like, called him a casshole.
Yeah.
What was the deal with him restarting the promo? He clearly didn't go to time. He's supposed to probably like take a certain amount of it.
I don't know. Yeah. I thought maybe he
was supposed
messed
to go
up.
Like a minute longer.
Yeah. I don't know if he had messed up or if he like genuinely thought
look
of something else to say.
To underestimate what Enzo does in the ring on the mic would be silly. It's very, like, you know, as a performer, I know that that is difficult, but I don't care about him.
Right.
It's like, I don't.
Yeah, no, I mean, really, who cares? But
he would be so much better if he didn't wrestle.
If he was just like a mouthpiece?
Yeah, what if he was just like, what if he was like, had the Titus brand gimmick, but it was the Enzo brand or something?
Oh,
and you'd be like, yo, hang with Enzo. And he's like, I'm making deals. Like, and he put on like a suit or something. I don't know if you wear a suit, but it was something like, you know, like, I have like a couple friends that are like, they're not polished, like scummy, like dudes. They're almost low class dudes, but they're not really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're like, I'm into business, you know, like. They like try to be people's agent and stuff.
Right, yeah.
I think it'd be like pretty funny.
Yeah. Like
you know
mook,
what I mean?
A mook. Fucking.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to. What are we going to say about that? You
yeah.
know? All right. Miz. Moving on to Miz. Miz in a beautiful suit.
Oh, yeah.
With his entourage.
Yeah, the Curtis Axel and.
The Miztourage.
The Miztourage.
He calls it the Miztourage. He had a match against Heath Slater for the belt.
Yeah, which wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say that, so I don't know who's listening to this podcast over at WWE, but some of your words and sentiments found their way into his mouth. You saw the segment?
Yeah, I know why you say it. I know why you, because you messaged me this.
Yeah.
I know. It feels like it's all my points about Ambrose, Miz just laid them out there.
Yeah, and made it make sense. Like, choked under pressure. He's supposed to be the next Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Would rather make a joke than, you know, wrestle.
Yeah.
And then he caves under pressure.
He's crazy. He was supposed to be the breakout Shield star.
Yeah.
I feel like, I think it's flattering. And some people on the Facebook board were saying that, like, they think people listen. I don't think anyone, like, I think my points about Ambrose are pretty obvious.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I think, like, they're pretty obvious. I think if anyone, that'd be dope. If someone, like, liked my ideas and were using them, I'd be flattered. Just, yeah. If that's happening, which I don't think you're even saying that's happening, but if that is happening, just remember me when there's a job opening.
Sure, right, yeah,
that's all. I'll keep ghostwriting.
To be clear, I am, it is firmly in coincidence territory for me.
Oh, yeah, but, No, totally. There was something else that happened, but someone was like, I swear they listened. Someone said that.
Yeah.
So I was more responding to that. But whatever. Who cares?
Right. People listen to the podcast. I think that's the most important thing.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, but
and also, some of the points I make are just, they're not obvious, but they're like, you know, someone else could have
them. But they're performance-minded. Like, I think you look at it from, not to blow smoke up your ass, but like, you look at it from that, like, improv or, like, sketch kind of, like, mindset where it's like, well, this is what would need to be said to justify this idea.
Right.
And that is just, like, true. So they're picking up on.
And a lot of times in wrestling, they don't blow out an idea. They don't heighten it to its max capacity. They go for, like, the joke. Dean Ambrose is breaking all the rules of comedy, of sketch comedy.
Right.
Or, like, at least, I don't know, you know. He's breaking a lot of rules of good performance.
Right.
And he seems to keep wanting to do it. It doesn't seem like he tries to get better, to be honest.
Right.
I know that's kind of dick, but, like, he's not getting bigger.
Yeah.
He's.
I mean, the way that he strikes me, if I'm, like, objective about it, I think that Dean Ambrose, he did a lot of.
First thing that matters is he's not getting bigger.
Right.
To me. Okay.
He's waifish. And I think he did a lot of, like, crazy kind of matches in, like, CCW or CZW, like, death matches. And, like, he used to be, like, this guy who would take the crazy bumps. And I think now he's with WWE and he's got, like, a regular schedule. He's got a wife. So he's just not going to be that, like, crazy. Plus, he can't be. There's no blood allowed, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the kind of crazy he was, it's mutually exclusive from the style of WWE. So he's never going to hit that point.
And the blood, someone was making, comedian Mike Lawrence, he was making the point to me when we were getting into it about wrestling, and he was talking about how without blood, Ambrose doesn't work. Like, that was flat out his point. I was like, this is a good point.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, it just doesn't work. But the thing about it that I don't disagree. I'm just saying that I don't know why Ambrose had to go the crazy route.
Right.
Like, when he was in the Shield, I didn't think he was crazy. I thought he was charismatic.
Right.
I thought he was, like, cool. I also thought he was, like, so I was like, I don't know why I don't know why he went this route. It's just, he was like, I guess he was trying to be authentic, but it's like,
I mean, I think something that happens is that, like, so the reason, like, Stone Cold is so good is because that his gimmick was just his personality turned up to 11, right?
Right.
So I think you get guys who don't have a personality to turn up to 11, so anything they do is going to seem sort of, like, forced. And he doesn't seem like, seems like a nice guy, but he doesn't seem like he has tons of personality.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from other people that, like, not like people told me in secret from other podcasts and stuff that, like, he's not a very social guy.
Right.
And, like, I would be surprised, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he does, if it's oblivious to him that people don't like his work.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get. And I know comedians in that zone also,
right.
You know? So, whatever. Anyway, let's not, Ambrose is, I'd rather talk about Arlen than Ambrose. moving on. All right. I mean, so whatever. I think the only last thing you talk about from Raw really is, like, I guess Strowman. I guess, like, Strowman. Strowman, right. You know, he's just beating up Apollo Crews.
Right.
I like the Titus Brand concept.
Yeah.
I that's why I brought it up. I think it's a cool concept.
But they keep losing.
Yeah. And also, Titus is, like, still a wrestler, so he's not, like, a retire. Like, it's, like, why I want Enzo to not. I think we can use more non wrestlers who are, like, making the story work.
Yeah, for
more.
Sure.
Totally, especially if none of the McMahons are around.
Yeah. I have a theory about, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but I think Vince McMahon is, I don't think he's doing well. It's based on nothing.
He's not that old.
He's in his 70s.
He's like 72.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I'm saying that's.
Sure, that's not old, but I don't know.
He stays in good shape.
It's based on nothing other than a hunch and just, like, all the people coming back to WWE. It just seems like he's like maybe making amends with some things in the past.
Well, I've read online in the dirt sheets that like Triple H and Vince are not on good terms. That adds up because it seems like Triple H is just focusing on NXT right now. But he kind of did that last year too. But we really something has to happen. The glue, like, part of what's making SmackDown, Daniel Bryan is making SmackDown work. He's doing a really good job. Even though, like, you know, some of the stuff he says is kind of corny and stuff. He's coming off like you could tell he's a dad, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
sometimes. I'm saying that without like some kind of, you don't need like central characters per se, but like, all right, example, New Japan, that show, it didn't have like, all right, 20-minute promo at the top from the commissioner. But at one point, they like the new belt, the head of, I don't know, the GM came out or whatever, and it was just like, we're going to be coming back here, and we're coming back to America, and this is what the belt looks like. And,
right.
You know, they did stuff like that where you're like, oh, okay. There's like none of that on Raw now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Foley's not there.
No.
There's just nothing. So... it's a little bit like for a 3-hour show, I don't know, the structure helps. Now, people disagree because they're like, but why not make Corey Graves like, well, I don't know, something? Or like,
sure, I would love for him to become involved other than just on commentary.
I think I'm a sucker for like the GM role. I like, we have Kurt Angle, right?
Right.
But I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Because Kurt Angle's like, I don't know, he's not doing a great job, Kurt Angle.
And I still just want him to wrestle.
Right, when his music hits, he doesn't wrestle. Yeah, but I think Raw needs some structure if it's not going to be a good wrestling show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So, and that's not what it's not, you know, that's not really what it is. It's like Rollins versus, like, Kurt Hawkins. It's like, all right, that's a squash match. That's more of a story match because it's like no one cares about the match.
Right.
You're not seeing, like, a war.
Right.
So, I don't really know. All right, let's move on to SmackDown.
Cool.
SmackDown. I liked a lot about SmackDown.
Yeah.
Cena was back.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, okay, so... this has less to do with John Cena than, like... It just the whole, like, USA, like...
It's hard to... You know what? It is hard. Like, I think that was my first time really ever in my life. And, like, that's the state of affairs we're at right now.
Right.
Where he was just praising America, and it felt off.
Yeah. I guess... Cause it was so pandering. It's just so, like, obligatory patriotism on July 4th.
And we're not at our best right now.
No.
I mean, like, that's the flat out, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican,
right.
We're not at our best right now. So to come out and treat it like, hey, like, you know, I come out and just be like, hey, I don't know. John Cena, he's important. Whether we like it or not, he's important.
Right.
The dude's on the Today Show, like, he's going to come out and just, I don't know. I wish I had the exact transcript of his promo in front of me, but it did feel a little bit like the blind were the best promo, as opposed to like, hey, times are tough. Like, I think people look to him and he should just be like, I know we're divided. Why can't we say that?
Why not? Right? Yeah.
Because America is the best.
Right.
Right? Like, I'm a fan. But I think, like, I'm an America mark, but I think, like, I'd buy the merch. I'd buy a couple merch.
America,
but, like,
mark.
I'm an America mark. But to not acknowledge that we're hurting right now is just
disingenuous.
It's silly.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody. All right, I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. I know. Today I had a moment where I was talking to, oh, God, Arlen. Arlen. All right, so. And I was, like, talking about bands that are undeniably great that everybody loves. And I was like, yeah, like Radiohead. Like, no one doesn't like Radiohead. He was like, I don't like Radiohead.
Of course.
And I was like, well, look, now we can shit on Arlen, which we always do. I mean, he's garbage. We know that. Arlen. Stay tuned. We know that. We all know that, okay? And we know that Sheb's, I am voices in my head. That's Shep's theme song. It's just Randy.
I hear voices in my head. They agree with me. That's what he hears.
Anyway, so that music totally derailed me. It was not a good idea. The soundboard's not a good idea.
No, yeah, especially for you on a cup of coffee.
Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, Radiohead?
Yeah.
But it's true that, like, Like there's definitely people who don't like Radiohead.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I get so blind. So right now, there are definitely people out there who want to hear America's the best.
Right.
We're the best. Like, you know, but in my mind, no one wants that.
Right. I mean, it was a safe bet. The message was a safe bet given the makeup of the WWE universe.
Yeah.
For sure. Like,
but didn't it feel crazy to like?
It did. It,
to like parade out the Bulgarian guy.
Yeah.
And then
he didn't seem into it at all. Rusev,
he deserved a better comeback than that.
Yeah, and that's I don't know if he was because he's not bad on the mic.
No,
And
but
he was
not good.
No, he was.
And he also was like normally more animated.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
He didn't seem into it.
He wasn't doing. He's more cartoonish a lot of times. He
right.
wasn't being it. Yeah. He might have been like, yeah, because I feel like he was like, oh, I'm going to come back just to go out to Cena.
Right.
But they did set up this flag match, but I think that I was like, oh, fuck, I hope Rusev doesn't wrestle Cena tonight because he will guarantee lose.
Right.
He's not losing to Cena on July 4th.
No. Yeah.
You
Cena
know?
Is like 4 inches taller on July 4th.
Yeah. Like the crazy thing was watching Glow.
Yeah.
And then, and just being like, oh, all right, they're doing like Russia versus America, which is like Hogan era stuff. But
yeah.
No, it's still now.
It's still now. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's even worse than that. They used to pretend Rusev was Russian.
Right, yeah.
Well, they would say he was representing Russia by way of Bulgaria.
Right.
Which was one of the craziest things ever.
Yeah.
Was that just because Lana could only do Russian accent?
Probably.
But
right.
Lana is exactly Alison Brie's character in Glow.
Right, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, she'll bang your husband.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it's like in the first four
well, hey,
minutes of the show.
Maybe people haven't seen it yet at all.
It's literally the first, what, 4 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. If you didn't binge watch Glow in the 1 week that it's been out, you're garbage.
You're not a wrestling fan.
I actually sat down to watch it, and I watched it in one clip. I watched it.
Just, like 5 hours straight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sat down to watch it, and I, you know, it was like a true binge watch.
Yeah, it's great.
If your show is 10 episodes, a half hour, I'm gonna bang it out in one sitting.
Yeah.
Binge watching, the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Is that a hot take?
It's a medium. I think it's a lukewarm take.
You don't like binge watching?
No, I just don't think it's...
Hulu's not into the binge watch. Do you notice that?
Oh, they kicked you back.
Like Handmaid's Tale, they come out once a week.
Right.
What they do is they put out like 2 episodes to start.
Right.
And then Amazon, you know what they do?
No. I mean, you buy each episode?
Amazon films a pilot. They put the pilot out. And then they pick up the show.
Oh.
They see like what people feel about the pilot. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
No, I mean, it makes sense. I just didn't know. I don't know enough about the business to...
What do you think, Zig? Cashing in?
I want to cash in because it's the most aggravating thing because you can love a pilot, but then you may not see the series for a year and a half.
I'm just saying it's a good idea for development people.
Oh, no, it's a great idea for that, but for the... When I separate myself from the film business schlub and like just a normal person, I'm like, man, I got to wait a year and a half to watch this real series.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is true. That could be a fear. All right, well, whatever. Okay, all right, moving on. I mean, talking about Hulu, we might as well talk about Arlen again. You know? Rawlin. Okay, all right. I shouldn't have talked about Hulu.
Should have known better, dude.
okay. Oh, man.
So, do you think the show's worse or better if I didn't drink coffee?
It's better when you drink coffee.
Okay, all right, good. Thanks for the honest answer. All right, moving on. So, all right. We didn't talk about Eddie of SmackDown. I have so many notes about SmackDown. All right. Yeah, so Cena came out. He cut that promo. Right. I was a little like, all right, Cena, you're going to come back. This is it. But here's my beef with Cena that's right. not based on America, okay? I'm into America. You know, I'm America, Mark.
Yeah.
But no one is giving him shit for being a part-timer.
Who? Wait, are you saying?
He's like, everyone's calling me a part-timer. It's like, no one. I don't care.
I think people are, though.
You think they are?
Yeah.
I'm like, he's not holding the belt. He's not doing what Brock's doing. He's only helping, like, wrestling
right.
at this point. Everyone respects that he's, like, when he comes back, he goes, like, balls deep. He's, like, almost 40.
Right.
He's having, you know, he's, like, getting mad. I don't know. I think people are happy he's out of the way.
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe that's
and
it.
And then when he
yeah.
comes back, it's like, yeah, well, he's still Big Match John. He right. still puts on great matches. Are you think people are... See, again, this is like... Oh, I think everyone likes Radiohead, but you think that's true?
I feel like, yeah, like Twitter, like I see a lot of comments. Instagram, I see a lot of comments. People,
right.
part-timer. I think I probably think it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, you feel that?
A little bit. I mean, yeah, he's... He definitely isn't like... Yeah, I mean, it's a little unfair to call him a part-timer, but it doesn't seem that outrageous to think that to me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then that's a moot. That's an invalid point. Just like, oh, I thought Radiohead. Everyone loves Radiohead. We're going to put a poll up on the Comedians Wrestling Facebook page. Do you like Radiohead? Okay. Anyway, moving on. All right. So, all right. Let's get right into this.
Yeah.
The rap battle.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah. I was thinking, too, like, I'm so glad that it was WWE Superstars doing it, because if they had, for some dumb reason, like, celebrity rap battle, which right. seems like they would do, it would have crashed and burned so fast.
Yeah. But first off, Wale was great.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do anything, but he made it legitimate.
Right.
And he's rocking a nice NWO piece of merch. He's a mark.
Yeah, he seemed to be
into it. I sat near him at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't like do that much, but this just segment was like, first off, my first thing in my head was like, this is so racist.
Yeah.
I'm just like, they're going to take the two minority tag teams and have them have a rap battle.
Right. Well, it's kind of based on the Usos, like, it's been building to it kind of, right?
Yeah.
Like, they were roasting them and then like.
And I don't know. I just thought like, oh, this is going to be like, you know, right. I got nervous about it, you know. But first off, they didn't actually rap.
Right.
That was the best part.
Yeah.
They just, like, did, like, a talk at each other.
Right.
Like, right?
Rhyming couplets.
Right.
Yeah,
it was like wiling out or whatever, you know?
Right.
And, man, it was funny.
It was really funny. They went after Xavier Woods for the Page video.
Yeah. It's rated R.
Yikes.
It's rated X.
Yeah.
XX. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the things I liked about it.
Okay.
I mean, New Day clearly won. They were way better.
Right.
They were acknowledging that they wrestle in shirts.
Yeah.
I love that. Right? Like, you got to give people shit. They were talking about them being fat.
Yeah.
I love that.
Muffin top.
Today's muffle tops. And then, obviously, well, first trimester pooch.
Right.
That was incredible. And then Weenie Do. I mean, Weenie Do is going to be there. How many shirts are they going to sell about Weenie Do?
There's going to be tons of Weenie Do shirts.
Yo, Zig. You know about Weenie Do?
No, what is that?
You don't know about Weenie Do?
I don't know about Weenie Do.
That's when your gut hangs out more than your Weenie Do.
I walked right into that one.
You got Weenie Do.
Did he have a hot dog? And he's like, that's you. There's a lot of really like crass shit.
He's like, yo, you don't know about Weenie Do?
If you watch that again, when he holds up the hot dog, he's like, this is you. At one point, both of the Usos are laughing.
Yeah.
And they're basically like, all right.
Yeah. The Usos cracked up at one point. Man, that was fun.
Yeah.
They said his name's Jim, but he never been to the gym.
Yeah.
And he's like, you too, because you're his twin.
Yeah.
I don't know, it
was really good.
I watched the segment, I was like, the weird thing is I was watching it, and I was like, is everyone going to hate this, and I'm going to love this?
All right, yeah.
But it turned out everyone loved it.
Yeah, it was great.
That's great. All right, now, here's some weird things about the rap battle.
Sure.
One of the things that got the biggest response was the line that was like, the only reason you're popular is like because your wife put you on Total Divas.
Yeah.
And people went ape shit for that.
Yeah.
Why? That's not that funny.
Yeah, I guess it was just, I interpreted it as like, I don't know, I guess it was kind of like a more personal, like
right.
I was referencing, it felt, it probably made them feel like, oh, they're referencing this other show.
But was it like, a little bit like, oh, your wife made you famous?
It was a little bit. It was like a commercial for Total Divas.
Because then the other biggest laugh was, like one of the other biggest laughs of the night was when like Fandango and Tyler Breeze had like a little bit of a gay moment.
Right. Yeah.
People went nuts for that.
Yeah.
They love the emasculation, and it's still top humor in wrestling.
Right. I was going to say, Tyler Breeze, though, wrestled in that, he wrestled in the dress.
Oh, my God. In the battle. Tanae Young?
Yeah. And I'm like, he's pushing some boundaries, man. Like, he's out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, Andrew Garfield is gay but doesn't have sex with men. He announced that today, right?
What? Who's this?
Did you see that?
No.
The actor, Andrew Garfield. You know about this, Zig? He announced today that he's like, I'm a gay man who doesn't have sex with men.
Does he have sex with women?
I think so. I think he's not gay.
Look, buddy. I got to break it to you. He's just, not gay.
You're not gay, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading the article right now. Yeah, yeah, Andrew Garfield claims he's gay without the physical act. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then in that case, I'm a vegan without the actual
Yeah, also,
diet.
I guess I'm gay. No, I love a bunch of dudes.
Not to, I mean, I'm not going to shit on the guy, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
if he's having sex with women still, then that's something else. It's not straight. It's not gay, but it's something else.
Spectrum.
Right.
Yeah, but Zig, I mean, that means you're not gay.
I do podcasts. I don't know anything about this. I'm just reading Twitter says.
Well, yeah. Since you've cashed in, you've become a personality, whether you like it or not. All right. Anyway, we need to. I don't know. I thought that some of the other lines would look way better.
Right.
People are just a sucker for that. Anyway, moving on. So, Fandango, that line was like, you should get mani pedis after the show. He's like, well, of course, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah. It's just amazing.
Yeah,
those characters are amazing.
Yeah, they really kind of figured something out there.
It's amazing. Tyler Breeze was like a legit threat in NXT. Now he's a complete goof.
Yeah. Yeah, like when you watch Breaking Ground, like it was like a huge deal for him to get called up. Like,
yeah.
People are like, oh, yeah, of course, Tyler Breeze. And now, yeah, jobber. But now, not anymore. He's still a jobber, but it's...
It's going to be hard to come back from this.
Yeah.
He's going real deep into the zone.
Yeah, he's going
into the Santino Marella, like...
The R-Truth zone.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, here's the deal. I got worked.
Oh.
I got worked, and it's on. There's proof on the podcast. Sami Zayn worked me. Okay.
Oh, with the Maria Kanellis situation?
I got worked. So... Like, when he interrupted them, and he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I just thought that was just like, all right, well, they're just going to do that to be funny. Mm,
yeah.
I was like, oh, they're actually setting that up as like a storyline.
Yeah. Well, I guess it would be him and Mike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
First off, they were on Talking Smack. They were awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I finally watched Talking Smack this week. Yeah.
Maria Kanellis is, oh, God, I'm very into her. I always have been. She's she's the first lady of WWE.
Yeah,
he took her last name.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan like specifically pointed that out. Like, I knew you was like Bennett on the Indies.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan was great on Talking Smack.
Yeah,
that was the power of love. That whole thing is just like, I love her so much. Like, I think it's so good.
Yeah,
do you like it?
Oh yeah, it really feels kind of fresh too. Like, I don't think I've seen that before.
Yeah,
and they're committing to it in a really funny way. That makes it interesting to watch. Like, the faces that he makes at her when he's like being cutesy is hysterical.
Yeah. it's great. I love they're actually married. And like, she's, you know, she's got so much experience. She's very good.
Yeah.
I love it. They're going to be like, is he going to be like whipped? Like,
oh, I don't
know what it's like. What
like if they come out and like he has like a fucking choker on and
oh, no. I don't know where they're gonna go with it, but it's so interesting. They're such like a creepy couple.
Yeah.
Oh, the power of love, and also they felt so bad for Sammy.
Right.
That was so good. They weren't mad at him.
Yeah.
They felt bad. They were like, look at him. He's like just stretching alone. He has nobody.
Right.
What is Sami Zayn's gimmick? I think I said it on the show. I'm sticking with it.
I guess he's a ska dude, I guess.
Sami Zayn's gimmick right now is that he's a Jew.
He's a Jew, right, yeah. Except he's a Muslim.
I know, he's a Muslim, but he just keeps talking. He's, like, very nervous.
Yeah.
He's, like, knocking things over. He's, like, a nebbishy Jew. He's, like, his gimmick is he's Woody Allen.
Woody Allen as a wrestler.
I love it.
Excuse me.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, I knocked over the pipe. Oh, my God. And then he's just rambling, talking. Yeah. He's like, oh, no, it's my music. I got to go.
Oh, didn't he say, he's like, I actually like your guys' message, you know, power of love.
Yeah. He's like, he doesn't read any signs.
Right.
I don't know. SmackDown is such a better show than Raw.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
Oh, man, I really love it. Okay, Orton, Jinder, they had a showdown. Again, we talked until I don't know. I know I'm coming off like I'm so PC,
right.
But it was so weird. It is like a weird time to just be like,
Yeah, to unchecked patriotism.
Yeah, but yeah. But at the same time, this segment, I dug it. I love Jinder saying, like, you don't like me because of the color of my skin. Like, right. I love that. And I love Orton, his, like, authentic All Lives Matter, like, him just being, people don't care about the color of your skin, right. even though they clearly
they do.
Yeah. But him, like, just being like, and he's like, they don't like you because you're a jackass.
Yeah, which the WWE Universe loves the word jackass.
Yes, again, another thing they went crazy for. Because I thought he was going to say, because you're a cheater.
Right.
I was like, because no. you cheat. You don't cheat jackass. To win. You're not authentic. It's like, he's like, no, you're just a jackass.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, they went nuts. The Punjabi prison. I love the way that Jinder says Punjabi.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it, but I really like it. It's very very good. Jinder Hall looks just so good.
Yeah.
So jacked.
He's got those.
Great meal plan.
Yeah.
All right. AJ Styles.
Chad
versus
Gable.
Chad Gable. What a match.
Yeah, what a match, right? It was really fun.
They're really pushing Gable.
Yeah.
AJ went on Talking Smack and was like just really putting Gable over.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. You know, and that's why I love the way he puts people. Because, like, you ever see that footage of him wrestling Seth Rollins when Seth Rollins was like 19? And he sort of always like puts people over the same way. He's like, this guy right here, future of the industry, is only 19. He gave me the match of my life.
Right.
And it's sort of like the same angle with like Gable. Like, and I love, it's weird how they're kind of pushing him away from being a heel. Because he was like, he copped to being like, I wasn't trying to like offend him.
Right.
Like, I was giving him a compliment, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's like a different. AJ.
AJ is such a good person.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for him to hide it. But he was like, oh, man, at the end, they put him on. I love it. They're pushing Gable. Gable's real talented.
Yeah.
Is Jason Jordan hurt?
I don't know. I think so.
He's got to be hurt.
Right.
But Gable's real good. I think he can use a tweak on the ring gear. I like the singlet because he's an Olympic wrestler or whatever. Right. So that's cool. But I liked it when they had like a lot of colors. I would like him to stick with that.
Right. Kind of like early 90s look.
Yeah. He had that. Like, yeah. I kind of was digging that. But yeah, Chad Gable's good. I'm glad they're pushing him.
Taylor Orsi, when she was on the show,
yeah,
called him a diaper man.
She did?
Yeah, she doesn't like American Alpha. I remember that. Like, she called them diaper men.
What a jerk. That's not fair.
Diaper men. Sorry. Super funny to me.
Weenie do. What a weenie do. All right.
Naomi's belt.
Oh my God. That's the thing people were like, I swear they listen to the show.
Yeah.
Again, I'd love to say, like, yeah, you know what? They fucking stole my idea.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of an obvious thing, yeah. Right? The one thing I would say is that I don't really love the way they did it because it does look cool.
Right. It looks better with the lights on than it does.
Yeah, and that's why they did it. I did like it when the lights are off. It actually glows. Like, it's only when the lights are off, and then when the lights are on, it looks like the belt.
Right.
I thought that would be kind of slick.
Oh, right.
But,
right,
like,
right,
now
right.
you can, like, see the tube lighting on it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure they'll, like,
they'll get it going, but it makes me like Naomi a lot more.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, and I know that like in previous episodes, you've said that you're not into her, you don't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go to bat for her right now. So
are you sure you know that there's people listening who like to cash in against your opinion?
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm gonna make this opinion known. So, I'm into Naomi. I think the reason being is the. So on Twitter, you know how there's like different Twitters? There's like wrestling Twitter, political Twitter, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so on Twitter, some of my favorite wrestling fans have become black women. The way that they love wrestling is hilarious.
Oh, that's interesting.
They're just really good at being fans. Like, they like different things because people like different things, you know, based on who they are and what they like. But there's this community on Twitter that are hysterically funny. And love Naomi, obviously. And
right.
I think the her gimmick, the glow thing, is based on the concept of a glow up. Are you familiar with this?
No.
So a glow up is just like an incredible transformation that somebody goes through. And it's I think that it's like from like Ugly Duckling to like Beautiful Swan. Like something that's crazy. Like, you can't even believe that they were able to like
that, are you saying is that like black women terminology specifically?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So I think that's why. So her gimmick, Feel the Glow, she's this like empowering figure.
Oh, it's like you're glowing up.
Yeah. And like, so.
Like blowing up?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah. So just seeing my favorite type of wrestling fan enjoying this wrestler for these reasons, I'm like completely sold.
Okay. So here's what I'd say. I like I'm cool with Naomi being the champ.
Right.
I'm more and more into her as she has the belt. I didn't like the glow gimmick, although why wouldn't she just explain that?
I think it's not for us. You know what I mean? Like
No, but she doesn't need to explain it. But why doesn't she just say, like, because I'm glowing up?
Right. I don't know.
If she said I'm glowing up, I think I would be very into it.
Right. But hey, well, maybe they're listening.
Right now it's just like I glow.
Right.
Right? Like, I'm glowing.
Right.
And it's just like, it feels like, oh, they gave her this gimmick because they didn't know what to do with it.
A little vague, right.
Like, I liked Naomi more when she was when she first came out with I'm Amazing, and she was the heel, the I'm Amazing
Team Bad,
thing.
Yeah.
And then she was, like, doing more of, like, a Kanye thing, which is kind of what the Usos are doing.
Right.
Right? I was into that, but I felt like, now it's like, oh, she glows. But it's like, when I think of glowing, I think of, like, raving. If she was a legit, like, I go out, I club, I take, like, ecstasy, and that's, like, authentic, I'd be into that.
Right.
But when, you know, it's the same thing, like, who do I hate? Becky Lynch. I hate Becky. I don't hate Becky. That's right. But the steampunk I'd hate.
Right. No. Steampunk sucks.
Why is she steampunk? Right. What is that? So, you know, I'm not saying she needs to be Irish, but it makes me think that she is not an interesting person.
Right.
That's what makes me think about it. I'm not saying that's even true.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think, yeah, so that is cool. That's where that, all right, I like that.
That's just where, you know.
No, I like that. It's good information.
Yeah, and you should check out. To seek out Daniel Radford, who was on has been a guest on the show.
Yeah,
she's just from me following her on Twitter and like seeing people comment and like that's where I kind of like gained access to like this like segment of wrestling fan. And like I said, yeah, it's just it's
oh, that's interesting. There's so many. I gotta talk to her about that.
Yeah, there's like they objectify the men in a really funny way. Like they like there's like threads of of them like talking about like how hot the guys are, and it's just it's I don't know. They're really good at being fans and.
That's
seeing
awesome.
That connection with Naomi changed my opinion on her.
I like that. I think that's cool. Yeah, that's good. That's good information. I think the belt. I think it does. It needs to light up. I mean, it was so obvious. It's like obviously, why is the belt?
Right.
Also, it looks so weird. It was like pitch black. You know, they might have been working on it. You know, I have no idea. But I really do.
I think they will. I think
but she says you're going to feel me glow as opposed to like I'm glowing. There's you know, there's a difference there.
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a theory. I think that it's loosely based on that concept.
Well, also the show glow, I didn't even put that together. Uh-huh. That like the, you know, the acronym of like Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling is kind of cool.
Right.
But I don't think she has anything, I don't think it has anything to do with that at all.
No.
You know? Okay. So, anything else to cover?
Just Baron Corbin's hair being airbrushed in that ad.
Yeah, I mean,
that's nothing. It's
that's fine. I know why they do it, but they shouldn't do it. No. They don't want to look like the Crypt Keeper.
Right. that's it, I think.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's just do quick predictions on Great Balls of Fire. Do we have the card up?
GBOF.
All right. Great Balls of Fire, baby. That's all right. Well, while we bring up the card, you can listen to a sweet song. Ready? We have the card?
Oh my God, it's Bray Wyatt, Michael.
Can we play this in the background while we do it?
Sure. Right?
All right, first up, Cesaro and Sheamus versus the Hardy Boys.
Okay.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
You think they're going to retain?
Yeah. Because I think the Hardy Boys are close to breaking.
Yeah.
Is that going to be too loud?
I can take it down.
Take it down. We need it. We need it in the background.
All right. Next up?
Next.
All right. The Miz versus Gene Ambrose.
The Miz.
Yeah, probably.
Right. We have Enzo Amore versus Cass.
There's going to be some interference or something. Yeah. Are we competing? Are you like
Cass? I can't hear you with the music. I'm turning the music off.
All right. Next up, we have Seth Rollins versus Bray Wyatt.
Oh. Seth Rollins.
I'm going to say Bray Wyatt.
Cleed?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks.
Alexa Bliss.
Bliss, yeah.
All right. Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman.
Strowman.
I think Reigns is going to win.
All right.
Yeah, because I think Reigns... he's going into SummerSlam. It's a losable match for Reigns. It's just the timing of SummerSlam is bad. Because they're going to go Reigns, Lesnar,
right.
SummerSlam.
All right. And Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe.
Brock.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Brock.
We chose has to be wrong here because I'm never right, and this felt like a really obvious card.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. So there's got to be some schmoz somewhere.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, hey, you heard it here first. We're going to end. So right now, do you want to hear my glow thing?
Yeah.
Or should we save it for next week?
Hey, whatever.
Save it for next week because I'm still finishing the show right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We'll save it for next week. All right. Hey, follow us on Twitter at COW Podcast. I'm posting a lot more on the Twitter, so get on there. Follow me personally on Twitter at DBlackAttack. Join our Facebook page if you want to just talk about wrestling all the fucking time. Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page. We're going to get Newman back in the mix on there. You have to be back in.
I don't have Facebook.
Yeah, but you have to get it just to come back in. And then cash in. Remember to cash in. The cash in number is 316. Didn't work.
Glass sound.
No. The cash in number is 316. 530-2429. I repeat, 316. 530-2429. Leave your voicemail. Play it on the show. Look, we need to steal back the cash-in mechanism.
Yeah.
It's been stolen by the Salami Bros. Jason Shapiro and Arlo Marmel cashing in, bleeding their toxicity into our podcast to the point where our engineer can't even focus on being an engineer. Newman's off his game. He's worried about being judged by a bunch of jabronis outside of here.
Oh, no. I am not off my game.
He's off his game. He doesn't even know it.
I'm on my game.
That's the worst part. hey, also, join the Facebook page. Post your merch there. Post your cool merch there. We are the Hounds of hashtag Hounds of Merch. I want to see your coolest piece of merch. Post it on there. All right, jabronis. Hey, if anyone from WWE is listening, hire me. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.